Let's Talk with Crystal K. Today, I'm excited to be sitting down with the CEO, founder, and owner of Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure, none other than Miss Jennifer Cook. How are you?
I am well.
Good, good, good. I'm really excited to be here with you. The last time we saw each other was actually at the Signature Beauty Expo, and when you were up there on the panel speaking, I know I told you this when we talked, but when I heard you speaking, I was like, you really got my attention. The women there were phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. Everybody there was phenomenal. But when I heard you, I said, I got to talk to her. I got to sit down with her. So let's just give a rundown of everything that you do. You're a motivational speaker.
Yes.
You're a lifestyle coach.
Yes.
Former radio host.
Yes.
Image consultant.
Yes.
Former woman of the year.
Yes.
Writer for the Women of Fruit magazine. I don't know why I can't say fruit magazine. And you also just recently won another award.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that award.
In 2018, I was nominated for Fashion Forward, and it's from the Urban Times magazine, which is a local magazine here in the Charlotte metro area. And I received so many votes. I came out as number one, and I mean, literally, I beat up some icons, people who are like out there more than I am, who've been in the industry a little bit longer than me. So it was a privilege and an honor to have won that award.
Was that a complete shock for you? Yes. Or were you expecting it? Yeah, it was a complete shock?
Yeah, because when you look at the list and the lineup of people that I was up against, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even stand a chance, you know, but it worked out that I won.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yes.
So how's everything going for you?
Everything is fabulous. I mean, life is grand. I just celebrated a birthday back in January, a milestone birthday. And so I'm just excited about my life and the trajectory that I'm on. And things are just going swell.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. So first off, the first thing I actually want to talk to you about is your jewelry line. Let's get into that.
Okay, well, the jewelry line is an extension of Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure. I kind of play around in my head because, you know, people get t-shirts, mugs, keychains. You can get that anywhere.
Right.
But I wanted something that was different, had a little bit more meaning, a little bit more purpose and impact. And I said, because I call myself the Triple C CEO,
one
that consistently builds class, confidence, and courage, what better way than to brand yourself? Because the majority of my market is women, is a beautiful piece of jewelry to give them that class, confidence, and courage. And so I started digging and doing some research, and it all really started with my sister. I'm the youngest of six.
Okay.
All of my family is in New York City.
Yes.
I am the only one here in Charlotte. And my sister always says to me, you are fabulous at putting together jewelry and clothes and And so I'm saying to myself, don't know if I quite want to do that, but I started testing the market a little bit back in September, and it has taken off. I mean, literally, when I post a piece, it's gone. My jewelry collection doesn't sit around very long. And so I was like, should I have been doing this all along? And now it's actually just like bud, blossomed, and bloomed.
Yeah.
And I have customers from New York all the way down to Florida now. And I literally started it the last part of 2018.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's really taking off.
It has.
So tell me, like, what inspires your pieces?
I just have that eye for things that are different. And see, my model is different than most others because a lot of people have, you know, surplus inventory. With the Class Confidence and Courage jewelry collection, I provide only one, maybe two of a kind. Because I want people to have that uniqueness. They're not walking around town and will run across somebody with the same piece. So you know how we are as women. When we get dressed up, we want to be the ish, okay?
Yes.
We don't want nobody else looking like us.
You don't want to see anybody in your outfit.
And if you happen to see somebody, you give them that side eye like, well, yeah, I know I look better. You know, that's just how we are as women. So with my jewelry line, I always want people to feel special. I want them to feel unique and one of a kind.
Okay, so unique, special.
Yes.
Jewelry, I like
that.
Yeah. So tell me, are you making the pieces yourself? How, like, I guess, like, how, How does that come about?
Well, I actually have a supplier. Literally, my life is too crazy and too chaotic to sit down and make each individual piece. Mm-hmm. But I have a supplier that I'm in a partnership with, a relationship, you may as well say, and that's how I get to choose my jewelry. I get to go in there, choose what I want, put it in my cart, and it's sent right here to my front door.
Super. Mm-hmm. So we have, tell me about everything we have. We do bracelets, we do earrings, rings.
Handbags.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know about the handbags.
Yeah, okay. I started adding handbags because women like the total package.
Yes.
And so if you give them a nice piece of jewelry, and then you put a nice little handbag with it, a brooch, a scarf. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of adds, because sometimes it's easier for a woman to get a nice piece of jewelry and put it on an old black dress and make that dress look like something totally different.
Dress it up.
So that's the whole thing that I'm trying to offer people. It's sort of like, you know, that little style maven, a little consultant. And, you know, people actually like that. It's been working very, very well.
Okay. So how can people find you? What can they buy the jewelry?
Well, I mainly, because I only offer one, maybe two of a kind, I do a lot of posting on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Instagram, Fashion the Mind. That's it. You'll see my face. There'll be no way you cannot tell that it's not me. And then on Facebook, it's the same thing. Facebook is Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure. Go right there to the page and you can see the jewelry and the pieces that I offer. And I always indicate when something's been sold, because I know somebody may come on late and they're like, oh, I want that piece. And then they'll, you know, contact me and I'll be like, sorry, it's not there anymore.
No.
So I do try to indicate and let people know when products have been sold.
Okay, and you were telling me about your website that you just launched.
Yes. The website is fashionmindandfigure.com. And on there, if people want to book me, contact me, that website is robust. So they can go in there and find out a little bit more about me, who I am. I'm not somebody that just fell out the sky like a meteorite. I've been here for some years now. And I am just open to, you know, all possibilities and avenues of working with the community and in different groups. So they can go to the website. Yep.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more into you. So you said that you are from New York.
Yes.
You went to St. John's, correct?
St. John's University, woo!
St. John's.
Redstone.
What brought you down here to Charlotte?
Well, in my former life, I was married, and my ex-husband and I, we landed in Baltimore, Maryland. I lived there for 8 years.
Okay.
And after that time expired, I just needed something new. I needed to start somewhere new, because Baltimore was always about my husband and me. But Charlotte became solely about me. The reinvention, the recreation, the remodeling of myself. And so we're about to approach 11 years. March 28th will make 11 years that I've been in Charlotte.
You
and
like
pretty
it?
Much, I love it.
Love it.
I just pretty much spun the globe and was like, here we go, Charlotte, I'm
really?
Coming. Yeah. I had not done a lot of research prior to coming here. I was just like, you know what? I feel like a change. One of the things that people laugh at me about is they're like, girl, you don't mind taking a risk. I said, well, you know what? I don't ever want to wonder what could have, should have, would have happened. So I believe in taking that
saddest
jump.
Saddest words in the English language.
Yes.
That's what my mom always says.
Yes.
Should have, could have, would have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we landed here. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. Let's talk about the Triple C CEO. You mentioned it earlier.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
The Triple C CEO is a very special side of me, because Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure was birthed out of my personal, intimate weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost in total 110 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I had begun to really sit down and look at what was going on in our society with our young girls and our women. And mainly because I'm looking at our young girls, and with social media being so prevalent, you know, they're getting on social media, they're saying, doing it. I'm just like, that's not sitting well with me.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person, rather than talk about a problem, I want to become the solution to the problem to the best of my ability. And so looking at what I saw and see of our young ladies, it just made my heart disgruntled, but I understand why. Because when a woman doesn't have self-esteem and positive imagery, you will subject yourself to just about anything.
This is why I had to talk to you. This is what I heard on that panel, and this is why I wanted to talk to you. All right, continue.
And I myself, you know, I was in an abusive marriage, and my self-esteem was in the toilet. And that's how I began to gain lots of weight. I felt unworthy. I had no real value. You know, I wasn't loving myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this weight loss journey, it has propelled me. Whether I lose any more weight or not, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, I am a designer's original. When God created me, he threw away the blueprint. Even if I had a twin, my twin still wouldn't be all like me. And so with that, I go to, you know, different platforms, and I talk about those three key things, this class, confidence, and courage. Because what I am finding in our society, we are becoming more morally and spiritually bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And when that begins to happen, your class is diminished, your confidence.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because we're
bombarded by social media, or
well, we're bombarded by a lot of different things. You know, we have what's going on the news. Mm-hmm. We have social media. We have fashion that dictates to us. We have our inner circle, the people that we are around. So I would be, we have several different voices coming at us simultaneously, mm-hmm. but you have to be sure which voice is the right voice
right.
for you.
Right.
And this is where we're encountering a lot of this breakdown with our women and girls. You know, I mean, I'm gonna be very honest with you. I don't watch reality shows.
No.
I am appalled at the behavior of these women who are highly influential, gorgeous, brilliant. I will not take that away from them.
They have the platform and that's how they use it.
Exactly. And so I stop watching those reality shows, it breaks my heart. Because literally they have the opportunity and the bandwidth greater than I have to make the difference. And these young girls want to emulate that. We have even some of our older women that are emulating that. And so again, fashion the mind, fashion the figure, it's here to break that down and to tear it up. Because my son one day is going to have to choose a wife.
Yes.
I want him to choose the right type of wife based on what his mother has put in front of him.
Nice. All right, so we talked about the triple C CEO.
Yes.
Let's talk about fashion the mind, fashion the figure. Because you could have easily said fashion the figure, fashion the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have just completely cared about the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So just tell me a little bit about that. Where did that name come from? Just tell me a little bit about it.
Well, one of the things that I am a firm believer in is as an individual thinks, so is he
mm-hmm.
or she.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get in here first. Because what people think about is what they bring about. What they speak about is what manifests. So if I can massage the mind and I can get into the mind of a person, into their spirit realm, then they will transform their figure.
Yeah.
They will transform their posture. They'll sit up more right. They'll be more confident. They'll be more focused, more courageous. So it all, everything starts here. This is our battlefield. It's in the mind. Yes, no, maybe, I'm not sure. You know, we halt between two opinions. We vacillate, we go back and forth. And it all starts in here.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get into a person's mind and feed their mind with positivity, I feed their mind with uplifting, you know, talks and conversations, then I know I've won the battle because it's going to eventually come out in their figure and in their form.
So how did you become so mentally strong? I'm just talking to you now and I can tell, I know it. So was there one experience? Was there a bunch of experiences? Like, when did this, were you always like this? When did it come about?
Well, I always share my story with people in uh-huh. that I call myself church girl gone bad.
Church girl gone bad, okay.
Okay, but I'm back now. And so my background, my foundation is the church. And when I say the church, I'm meaning God, because everybody goes to church, but is God really in your life?
Right.
Is he at the core of who you are?
Exactly.
And so during those times when I wasn't doing what I should have been doing, I had some experiences that made me have to kind of like stop and be like, no, you know better than this. This is not who you are, and this is not what you should be doing and where you should be. And so through all of that, my strength, my fortitude first starts with my spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
But then on a daily basis, I have to feed my soul. I feed my soul. I read positive things. I listen to positive things. Because if you don't feed your soul, if you don't put in, then you're going to find yourself second guessing who you are. And I am at that point in my life, at the age of 45, I don't have time to be second guessing who I am. No. I either need to know who I am and go in that direction, or I need to go get some help. And so I continuously feed myself. My inner circle of friends, they are all positive women. Not that we don't have issues and problems,
right.
but we handle those issues and problems differently than somebody else mm-hmm. would. And so therefore, I have to stay, one, in prayer and meditation. I read positive things. Right now, I'm in the process of completing Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. Okay, then the next book that I'm going on to is by Lucinda Cross, The Big Ask.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just constantly feeding myself, because one of the things that I realized too is that leaders are readers.
They are.
And if you read the right things, you're able to make the right decisions. You know, all of it goes hand in hand. It's parallel. You can't have one without the other.
That's interesting that you were actually talking about feeding yourself, because it was a question that I was going to ask you. So I was in the car earlier this week going to work, and I was listening to Oprah talk, and she was talking about one of the title of the segment was What You Have to Do to Be Successful. And what she said is you have to fill your cup.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you, with you being a motivational speaker, with you giving so much of yourself all the time, mm-hmm. how do you fill your cup? But you answered it for me. I was so glad you did, because that's something I was going to ask you about. Tell me how important it is to keep your cup filled.
The reason it is important to keep your cup filled, because then you will not have time to allow nonsense and mm-hmm. foolishness to penetrate. Mm-hmm. See, a person who is empty or half full will accept anything. Mm-hmm. But a person who is full to the brim, they won't accept anything. And anything that runs over is what they're able to give out
yes.
to other people. So I have to keep my cup full. I have to keep my cup full for more reasons than one. You know, I have my son. My son is 6 years old. He does not have time for his mother to be broken, battered, and bruised. She has to stay full, uplifted, focused, and going in the right direction. So it is significant and vitally important to me that my cup stays full.
I love it. So you've accomplished a lot in your career. Tell me, how do you define success?
Wow. Success for me is the actual completion of something. See, a lot mm-hmm. of people equate success with monetary gain.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just a fringe benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But to see something through to completion and see how it has impacted so many other people, that to me is success. Now, yes, we all want the money.
Yeah.
But if I am not impacting someone's life, if I am not making a difference, if I am not completing something from start to finish, if I am not being a woman of my word, that's not success. Success is the completion of something.
I like that. That's a great definition, because most people do go with that monetary value for success. But I like that, the completion of something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what motivates you to keep going every day?
My son.
Your son?
Because I want us to have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse to be a statistic. Yes, I am a single mother, but I'm not a statistic. Mm-hmm. I am a woman who is out here on the move. I'm a mover and shaker. People know who I am. And when I walk into the room, they're like, okay, there's Jennifer.
There she is.
Yeah, they're glad that I entered the room. So he keeps me going. He is my motivation, because I don't want my son to settle for just any woman. I want her to be very special. And it starts with the example that mm-hmm. I set. You know, I tell people, I said the first man that a girl falls in love with is her father.
Mm-hmm.
And the first boy that a woman, that first woman that a boy falls in love with is his mother, whether good, bad, or indifferent. And that's why it's important, as parents, we put the right examples in front of our children.
I love it. So let's talk about the best career decision you made thus far.
The best career decision I have made thus far is launching this. This to me has changed me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm working out here, you know, working to change other people's lives, it's changing me. It's holding me to a higher standard of accountability. It's making me do some soul searching and inner reflection, because I always want to present the best Jennifer. I don't want people to see two different Jennifers. Like, I joke sometimes, because, you know, as part of being an image consultant, we talk about makeup and clothing and all of that. I say, you don't want to look like two different people with the clothing and the makeup on and with it off. You know, you want people to always see you as one and the same. It's just, you might be a little bit more glamorous in some seasons of life. So yes, I literally, this was like the best thing that I could have ever done. And when I get posts on Facebook of people saying, your jewelry has touched me. I have a lady right now. She told me, she said, Jennifer, prior to purchasing jewelry from you, I only wore black and white. But now she says, your jewelry has opened my world up to color. She has purchased so many pieces from me, orange and pinks and blues and different things like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't think that the jewelry was going to do quite like that.
Listen, there's so many different ways to touch people's lives.
It is.
So many.
It is. It certainly is, Crystal.
Now let me ask you this. Before you launched your jewelry line, were you kind of contemplating it? Was there any fear, any doubt that was rumbling through you? And if so, how did you get over that hump? How did you take that leap and jump?
Honestly, I didn't want to do this. I did not want to do the jewelry.
Why?
Well, for one, I felt like there was enough, you know, jewelry out there on the market. You know, I was like, that's not something I want to do. But when you hear something not once, not twice, but several times, it makes you stop and pause and say, okay, let's see what happens. And one of the things that I think about, my best friend was talking to me one time, and she said, God had said to her, what's in your hands? And I was like, wow, what a very interesting statement. And we all pray for that moment, that aha moment where we could say, well, look, I'm ready to walk away from this job because I want to do this, And I just kind of had to stop. And I said, Jennifer, what's in your hands? What are things that you like to do? You love styling, you love clothes, you love makeup, you love jewelry. I said, okay, let's give it a try. I had to push myself because literally I did not want to do it. But because I thought about on several occasions how people have asked me certain things, my sister, my friends, colleagues, I was like, you might be missing out on something, and you can't be mad at somebody because you're not getting the blessings that you think you should have by now.
So we also talked about reading and how important reading is, because leaders are readers.
Yes.
What are some of the best books you've read?
The book that changed my life. She is a Christian author. Her name is Elizabeth George. And the book is entitled, A Woman After God's Own Heart. And that book, to this day, I can still recall chapters. One of the things she said in that book, women who are on the move to change lives and make destiny happen do not have idle time. Their days and nights are accounted for. Whether it's time with the family, time with the friends, you're planning, you're being strategic, you know, you're getting things done. And after I read that, I was like, oh my gosh. And then she based it on the Proverbs 31 woman. And when I began to read that, I was like, you know what? That was a busy little lady. Okay. But she still had everything in order and in perspective. And that book has been the book that literally changed my mind about a lot of things.
Really?
That book.
Impactful. Okay.
Yeah. And it's a small book. It's a quick read. I mean, the average person probably could read it in 24, 48 hours. But it was that powerful for me.
Now, is it one that you're going to have to stop and highlight and go back and reread? Or?
Well, I did do some highlights along the way, but I think the things that I needed most are still here within my heart. And so I'm able to, you know, live those things out and continue working on those things. Yeah.
So you talked about, you know, being so busy and not having idle time. How do you find time to do everything that you need to do? Like, some people say you should get in a routine. Some people say make a to-do list, run it down, mark off everything. What is your regimen for completing everything that you need to complete? With you being so busy, you're a mom, you got your new line. How do you find time to do everything you need to do?
Well, I do have a list, and things are prioritized. Because everything that's important is not always urgent. So I've learned to differentiate between
the
two.
I like that. Everything that's important is not always urgent.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so with that being said, I have my to-do list of things that are priority, things that are important, and things that are urgent. And that's how I structure my life because, again, I don't have time. I don't have too much idle time because I'm like, But the moment I'm sitting down, here he comes. He's like, I need something, Bobby. And I'm like, okay. So I have to keep my life. Now, granted, I don't want to say that I'm a stickler where everything has to, you know, stay as such. You always have to be flexible and agile. But for the most part, I have those lists to keep me going. I know when I have to pay my bills. I know when I have to take him to extracurricular activities. I know when I need to meet with a client. You know, everything has to stay in order. And I tell you, it's all on here. We walk with these so much, I'm paying enough for it. I better make sure I use it to its fullest capacity. So on my phone, I have my reminders. I have my meetings, my appointments, all of that stuff, so I don't miss a beat.
Super.
Yeah.
So what you do in all that, it's also important to have a balance and to have me time.
Yeah.
What do you do for your me time?
I go to the gym. I work out.
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to the gym. I'm a girl, so I'm into the manicures, the pedicures. I have my little retail therapy. You know, I've been blessed that now in the summer, I get to send my son up to New York to be with my brother and his wife. So that's when mommy takes her vacations. Last summer, I went to the Florida Keys. This is the year before that. I went to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
This year, I'm looking at Costa Rica, Panama. So, you know, you have to find that me time because every mother, even if you're a married woman, every mother needs that rejuvenation. Because you give so much of yourself to your family, to your friends, to your community, then you become depleted.
Right.
You lose your identity.
And then you're no good to anyone.
Absolutely. And I refuse to do that to myself.
Okay. So I'm just running down my list of questions here because I got so much stuff that I want to talk to you about. Tell me who some of your mentors are.
Well, right now I don't have any, but in the past, most of my mentors have been people that are spiritual because in the end, I understand that I am made of body, soul, and spirit. And what goes in a man or a woman is what comes out of them. So I've always tried to keep myself with spiritual advisors and mentors that can give me both perspectives, both the spiritual perspective and the natural perspective. So I've had some great men and women come in my life. You know, one that is still alive today, her name is Betty Warren. She is in New York. She was my first Sunday school teacher. My first Bible school teacher, she taught me how to pray. As a child, she taught me how to pray. And so even now when I'm put in situations and people ask me to pray, they're like, I didn't know you had all of that inside of you. So it started that young. And I mean, like even now I have close girlfriends that I call the board of directors of my life. And they are my five closest girlfriends that I can talk to them about anything, anything. And they're going to give me truth. They're not going to tell me what I want to hear.
That's important, though. That's so important.
Yeah, they give me truth. And I love them for that. And I thank them for that. And actually, they're all older women.
That's so important.
Yeah.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
I would say my most proudest accomplishment is weathering this storm as a single mother. Because it does come with some challenges. There have been some sleepless nights. There have been some tearful nights. But I was determined that it would not stay like this always. And when I remember when I first had my son, because I had to have an emergency C-section, I have no family here. I was like, how am I going to take home this little baby boy? There's no manual that comes along with parenting. And at that point in my life, I was kind of scared and nervous. But now I look back, here we are nearly seven years later. And this has become one of my greatest accomplishments. Seeing that he's happy, he's healthy, he's whole, he's protected, he's growing, he's maturing. You know, God enabled me to do it. And that to me has become my greatest accomplishment thus far.
Okay. Well, so we always hear that at the beginning of our failure is the start of our success. So what is the greatest lesson you learned from so-called failure? I don't know if you even look at it like that, because I don't. I think anything that maybe people may see as failure is always opportunity to learn. I don't really view it as failure. I view it as a way to do it better. Like, oh, I didn't do it the right way this time, but I learned something. So what's one of the greatest lessons you learned from something that maybe was considered a failure? Depending on how you look at it.
I say this. I have what I call is a BBA degree, bounce back ability. when life comes at you.
You mean all kind of nuggets.
Girl, you got to be able to bounce back.
You got all kind of nuggets, okay.
You have to be able to bounce back. And that has been become very important to me through the, you know, pitfalls and different things that I have encountered. You have to be able to bounce back. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. You're not the only person who's going through it. You will not be the last person. Go ahead, mourn your process, but bounce back.
Now, how long do we mourn?
Every individual is different. I'll be very honest. Depending on the situation and how, you know, deep it has impacted a person, mm-hmm. everyone is different. But I tell people, don't stay there too long.
No.
Because if you stay there too long, you're missing out on your next. Mm-hmm. Okay? We are all flesh and blood. We're human. We have feelings, emotions. Process them. Don't let them process you and keep you in the process. You got to be able to bounce back.
BBA.
Yes.
BBA.
Bounce back ability.
I like it.
Yes.
So, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be when people stand and they think of Jennifer, I want them to think of her as this bold, confident, courageous, outside the box, unrestricted, unlimited individual that you can do anything with much or with little. It's all in how you see things, the network of people that you have around you, how important that is to help you carry that torch.
And the way you just lit up when you said it.
Yes.
I know you feel it.
Yes, I
know
do.
You do.
I do.
So let's talk about your motivational speaking.
Yeah.
So how often are you doing that? Let's talk about how you got started into doing that first, before I jump the gun.
I always laugh at that question because growing up in church, everybody thought I was going to be an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to be one of these people out there behind podiums and different platforms speaking God's word. Well, actually, I am. But it's just taken on a different format.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, down through the years, all of my friends, they were like, we're not surprised that that's what you're doing. Because even since you were a kid, you was always positive and motivational. I have a girlfriend right now out in the Alexandria, Virginia area. When I announced what I was doing, she said, girl, since we were kids, you've been positive. You've been motivational. So that has always been a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't necessarily, I mean, I do go to the church and I do it there, but I have a wider and deeper reach outside of the four walls of the church. And when I can sit down and get in front of an audience and share a motivational speak or conversation with mm-hmm. people, you should see how some people go from this to this. They're like, yeah, that resonated with me. I can do that. Let me start working on applying these key principles to my life so that I'm in a better place.
I'm telling you, when I heard you at the expo, I was like, oh yeah. It did resonate. Exactly what you just said, it really did. And like, there were a lot of phenomenal women
yes.
there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you stood out to me.
Thank you, darling.
I'm not just saying that because I wouldn't be here. So I'm serious.
Thank you. You really, really did.
Is there any advice that you would give anybody that's, I guess, maybe struggling right now with anything in their life?
Yes.
What type of advice would you give them?
Well, for one, I always tell every man or woman, look yourself in the face mm-hmm. and tell yourself you love you. See, a lot of us don't affirm ourselves. We're looking for other people to affirm us and other things to validate us. You have to do that for yourself. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
When you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, self, I love you today. You bad. You know, you have to do that for you, because if you don't, you'll always be looking, searching, and seeking things outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start in here. And once you start to do that, then you're able to conquer and tackle some of the issues, the abandonment, the rejection, the neglect, you know, not getting the promotion, not being able to relocate, not having that great relationship. Because you understand, I love myself whether I have those things or not, because I am important. I have a place here on this planet. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here. I would have taken my last breath or I would
That's
be
true.
Gone
You
already.
Have a purpose.
Yes, we
you
all
have a
do.
Purpose.
And once you start to love yourself, then your purpose begins to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to meet people to help you live out and fulfill that purpose. Because you can't do it by yourself. You can never do it by yourself. And that's the one thing that I would tell people is first start with self-love.
Do you do daily affirmations?
Yes, I do.
You do.
And I love it. In fact, you know, my most recent affirmation, which will carry me for all of 2019, it says, I am and it always starts with I am. I am as strong as an ox, brave as a lion, bold as a steer. God's spirit within me gives me the strength to move mountains and the courage to go the distance when others have given up. I am powerful in his presence. That's my 2019 affirmation.
I'm going to ask you this, and I don't want to get too much into it because then I know we're going to be sitting here for another hour. Do you do vision boards as well? Do you have a vision board?
I have not done a vision board.
Ever? Just this year.
I say this. I haven't done a vision board in the traditional sense because I'm a part of a direct sales company and we believe in goal setting. So we have goal posters.
Okay.
But to actually sit down and do one very detailed, I've never done that. But I have had goal posters, things that keep me on track. And as stuff is being fulfilled, I'm able to take it off or check it off. Mm-hmm. But I have not done a full vision board.
Okay. But still similar concept.
Very similar concept. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go over, tell everybody how they can find you, where they can find you at, where they can purchase the jewelry. Let's give out some of that contact information.
Okay, first and foremost, the newly designed website has hit the market. It's fashionmindandfigure.com, all spelled out, fashionmindandfigure.com.
Okay.
But then they can also find me on Facebook, Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure, and on Instagram, Fashion the Mind, and look for the cute face. So that's how you know that you've come on to the right site.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you sitting down
with
me.
Thank you, Crystal.
There is so much more that we could talk about, but like I said, we'll be going on for another hour.
I get it.
So we're going to have to do this again.
Yes.
Sound like a plan?
Absolutely. I love it. I welcome it. I embrace it. And thank you so much.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Yes. You can get a monthly subscription for $19.99 when you go to my website and sign up. This little pink box will provide you every month to your front door. You will get a minimum of 2 pieces of jewelry, sometimes 3. You'll get a full-size cosmetic and 2 mini cosmetics, only for $19.99 a month. No one else in the industry is doing this except moi. So I encourage you to go to Fashion the Mind, Fashion the Figure, or you can go to the website fashionmindandfigure.com and sign up for your subscription today.